Welcome to the Institute for Jewish Spiritualities podcasts. Joining us today is Rabbi Sheila Weinberg with Achat She'alti.
Achat She'alti. Achat She'alti me'et Adonai ota avakesh. One thing I ask of Adonai, only that do I seek. Imagine if you could ask one thing of Adonai. Imagine if reality, life, all the powers and resources in existence could grant you one thing and one thing only. Take a few deep breaths. Let your thoughts float freely. What would it be? Just for now, open your mind to the endless possibilities that could be incorporated into this singular ask. Would you ask for something, some person, health, wealth, power, an experience? Or would you ask for qualities of heart and mind? Intelligence, skill, courage, patience, honor, freedom, well-being, love. Psalm 27 is recited from the beginning of the last month before the new year, the month of Elul, all the way until Hoshana Rabbah in the midst of Sukkot. It is a time of asking and seeking. It is a time to get clear. What do I really want? What am I honestly looking for? The High Holy Days and everything that leads into them is non-historical and personal Jewish time. It is all about us as individuals. It is not so much about the Jewish people and their movement in history. It is not like Passover. It is about each person, the universal human condition. What am I asking for? The psalmist answered like this. Shivti beveit Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazot benoam Adonai, ulevaker behechalo. To live in the house of Adonai all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of Adonai, and to frequent God's temple. Do you know where the house of Adonai exists? Can you describe the beauty of Adonai? Do you know what it means to frequent God's temple? What would it mean for me to ask to live in the house of Adonai? Does it have a roof, walls, and a door? Is it a way of being, a way of feeling? Is it a way to say that I am whole, free, loved, and safe? What would it mean to gaze on the beauty of Adonai? Is it everywhere or somewhere special? Is it an internal beauty or an external beauty? What kind of eyes can see the beauty of Adonai? Where is God's temple? Is it a building, a place, a time? Is it a church, a synagogue, mosque, ashram? Is it a mountain peak or jungle or rushing river? Is it an office, an orphanage, or a hospital? Is this God's temple? What does it mean to live in the house of Adonai? Is it being alive and full, at peace? Is it something like being found and returned home and never feeling lost again? Is it knowing you are loved? What are your questions? What are you asking for?
Dang, dang, dang.